Howdy, and welcome to today's episode of This Week in Texas. I'm your host, Jeremy Kitchen. Here's your brief update on what you can expect in Texas politics today, Thursday, May 13th. Well, today's an important day in the Texas legislature, or more specifically, the Texas House of Representatives. Today at midnight marks a self-imposed deadline where the House will no longer be able to consider House bills or House joint resolutions on second reading. Put another way, whatever House bill or House joint resolution they do not get to today is dead. There are a few exceptions to this and bills that are already on the track to go to the local and consent calendar, which has its own impending deadlines associated with bill consideration. Tuesday, May 25th, is the last day that the House can consider Senate bills or Senate joint resolutions on a second reading calendar. Expect that starting tomorrow, the House will almost exclusively be considering only Senate bills and Senate joint resolutions. The impending deadline in the House for today almost assuredly kills the prospects of some legislative priorities. All of the governor's emergency priority bills have passed the House in some shape or form. Speaker Phelan's and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick's priorities have all generally passed their chambers as well. The priorities in limbo are those of the Republican Party of Texas's. Because many of the legislative priorities are general in nature, it would not be fair for me to explicitly say one item is dead or not. For example, election integrity is a pretty general topic. Same goes with religious freedom or the abolition of abortion as they define it in their platform. What is notable, however, is that several bills that the Republican Party of Texas Legislative Priorities Committee themselves have highlighted as bills they support are in fact dead in the House due to the deadline today, to include bills that were even set on a calendar for consideration, but due to almost inevitable delays, they will never be gotten to. I spent quite a bit of time on recent episodes talking about specific bills this would apply to. Several election integrity-related bills are now dead. Several bills related to religious freedom are now dead. All the House versions of bills related to protecting children and preventing gender modification are now dead. In fact, the only priority that has any chance in this category is Senate Bill 1646 by State Senator Charles Perry, a Republican from Lubbock. This bill would add to the definition of child abuse things like administering puberty blockers or performing gender transition to a minor child. The bill passed the Senate in late April but has been sitting in the House Public Health Committee since May 3rd. Any bills actually abolishing abortion are dead as well. They were never given a hearing in the House. Several bills have now passed both chambers that seek to further regulate the procedure, however. The heartbeat bill has now passed both chambers and is awaiting the Senate to decide whether to accept House amendments or appoint a conference committee. No bills related to school choice went anywhere in the House. The statewide ban on taxpayer-funded lobbying never got passed out of the House State Affairs Committee, even though it was heard almost 2 months ago. The Senate passed a version that was targeted towards local government jurisdictions in Senate Bill 10 by State Senator Paul Bettencourt, a Republican from Houston, in mid-April, but it's been sitting in the House State Affairs Committee since April 20th. The House has not acted to reform executive overreach either. In fact, they passed House Bill 3 this week, which perpetuated disputed authorities used by the governor over the past year, while also making a completely new section of the Disaster Act to specifically deal with pandemics. They were given the chance to prohibit things like mask mandates, and the House decided to allow the governor and local governments to continue that practice if they see fit. Meanwhile, the Senate has passed reforms for executive overreach for both the governor and local governments. In fact, those bills have already been in the House for almost a month. Yesterday evening, House Bill 1927, or Constitutional Carry, was brought up by State Representative Matt Schaefer, a Republican from Tyler. Before he could even finish laying out the bill in the House, State Representative Chris Turner, a Democrat from Grand Prairie and the House Democrat Caucus Chairman, called a point of order against further consideration. After about 20 minutes or so and what appeared to be huddles between House Republican leadership and Representative Turner himself, the point of order was withdrawn and Representative Schaefer temporarily withdrew the overall bill. A short time thereafter, he brought the bill back up again and made the motion to not accept Senate amendments on the bill and instead appoint a conference committee to reconcile the differences between the House and Senate versions. As brief background, for those that have been following this issue, the House originally passed House Bill 1927, or Constitutional Carry, in mid-April. The Senate finally passed it last week on May 5th, but not before amending it several times. Seemingly, one of the amendments that were added onto the bill in the Senate proved to be problematic for its future consideration in the House, which is what prompted Representative Schaefer to make a to seek a conference committee yesterday. This means that five conferees were appointed in the House, and these conferees included State Representatives Matt Schaefer, Republican from Tyler, the author of the bill, Representative James White, a Republican from Hillister, Representative Dustin Burroughs, a Republican from Lubbock, Representative Ryan Guillen, a Democrat from Rio Grande City, and Representative Terry Canales, a Democrat from Edinburgh. All of them are joint or co-authors on the bill already. The next step is for the Senate to appoint five conferees as well. Assuming they do, the conference committee will then submit a conference committee report as that will have to be accepted by accepted for the bill to ultimately pass. As a reminder, the deadline for this to happen is Sunday, May 30th. The overall Texas House of Representatives convening again today, and they have over 300 bills on their calendar set to consider. It's almost virtually impossible for them to consider all of them by the midnight deadline, so the question really is how far they'll get along the calendar. The overall Senate will convene at 11 a.m. today, and they, of course, as usual, have added several bills to their intent calendar, which is possible for them to bring up and consider today. Today is day 122 of the 140-day legislative session, meaning there's just 19 days left, counting today. That's it for today's episode. Join us again Monday for another episode and update on what you can see in Texas politics in the day ahead. Make sure to check out our show, The Headline, over on the Texas Scorecard Facebook page tomorrow at 11 a.m., where Texas Scorecard's own managing editor, Brandon Waltons, will summarize this week's events in the Texas legislature. As always, make sure to check out our website, texasscorecard.com, for news and commentary on a whole host of issues related to Texas politics and policy. If you want to know about specific bills I talk about on the show, make sure to check out the show notes page. And if you want up-to-the-minute updates, make sure to follow me on Twitter, @OpinionatedK. I'll see you Monday. Take care.